Together, we can make your blonde, blonde. Sheer Blonde Go Blonder Collection by John Frieda lightens and brightens hair 2 full shades to give you your best blonde every day.
Hair talks. Make your statement with Sheer Blonde Go Blonder Collection, only from John Frieda.
Hey listeners, my name's James.
And I'm Tim.
We're your hosts.
You're listening to The Wave of Wire.
Another episode of The Wave Wire. My name's Tim and I'm joined by my co-host James. James, what's up?
Not much, Tim. I'm just excited to get cracking on another action-packed episode of the DFS Rundown, Tim.
The DFS Rundown, is that what we're calling it now?
It's called, now called the DFS Rundown.
Well, that's good to know. Good to give it a name. Get everything underway. Let's jump straight into it, James. No, hanging around for us here at The Wave Wire, we've got the Unique of the Week, as always, value, picks, points of difference and notes, and then we've got the Daily Rundown, of course, the most important part of the show.
In-depth analysis on every single day in the next upcoming week of DFS. So, Tim, I'll kick us off with the Unique of the Week. I've gone with Bojan Bogdanovic here, Tim.
Really?
Yeah, the new recruit over in Washington. The bloke just does not miss since he moved to the Wizards. The Wiz bench was terrible before the All-Star break, before they made a couple of moves. You know, they cut Marcus Thornton and they brought in... Yeah, they brought in Bogdanovic and a few other pieces, Brandon Jennings. And now they have a couple of weapons, which means their bench unit's actually pretty good. And coming in at 7.7% of your salary cap across the different... that's the average I've worked out across the different formats. You know, FanDuel, DraftKings, DraftStars, Moneyball. He's generally around just under 10% of your cap. And he's pretty good for about 25 points on an off day, I think, which is pretty handy. He's really making you, you know, on an off day, that's pretty handy at 25 as a low-owned kind of value pick. But he's some very, very good-looking matchups in the coming week, Tim, and I think he's a very good option to go big. You know, I had him, I think it was, I can't remember, it was 3 days ago, but he scored 50-odd. Because he just hit 5 threes in the last quarter. The man against Orlando was. He just doesn't miss, Tim. He's a very good option. Those extra points from all the three-pointers he takes really, really help.
To be honest, wasn't really a big fan of him down there in Brooklyn. But I think that's more because he didn't have any help.
Yeah, it just really wasn't a good team. It's just not a good team in Brooklyn.
He did have any help. So it's good to see him getting buckets, really. But James, I'm not sure about the unique part anymore. But
He's still unique.
We try. We try, that's all that matters.
Yeah.
Under the value picks, points of differences and notes, James. First up, Matt Barnes is bad like we expected.
Yeah, Tim, he's just not good at basketball. We said he wouldn't be good at basketball, and he's not good at basketball. Provides no value, no classic fantasy value, no DFS value. Just he's a body out there on the court, I think.
Feels me. That's another note, hot tip, as I said, as I tweeted earlier yesterday, don't pick up Andrew Bogut.
Yeah, it's a hot tip. It's a really hot tip.
It was said that I was cold. I'm not cold. It's just a hot tip. Andrew Bogut, I'm sorry. You're an Aussie boy, we love you, but cannot stay healthy, that man.
Yeah. Another note here. I've noticed a pretty startling trend, Tim, over the last couple of games. Westbrook is kind of just taking over in OKC. He was doing everything beforehand, but now he's just gone to the extreme. Averaging 35 field goal attempts a game over the last four. Although he has scored around, he's averaging 45 points. It's not good for his teammates, Tim.
Yeah, don't even bother with anyone else from OKC.
35 field goal attempts a game, and they've copped 4 losses. So it's not good for the teammates. So, yeah, unless you're getting Westbrook, steer clear of OKC.
Ooh, sorry, it slipped out of me, James.
The air horn.
Well, nearly forgot about that one.
Tim, do you know why there's the air horn? Because we're bringing up Ty Lawson. We have... We have a love affair with Ty Lawson.
We've received news.
Yeah, we have received news.
James actually put
waiver wire sources.
James actually put him in here as a note. To say, this is exactly what he wrote. Quote James, Ty Lawson is alive with about 6 exclamation marks. 11.1 points per game, 6.7 assists and 3 rebounds. Keep that on the down low and slide him into your team where you can. I like that, James, apart from one thing. He's going to be sliding out of your team.
Yeah,
he's going to be sliding into a jail cell.
Yeah, exactly. I was not aware of this. When I was doing the research for the podcast.
He broke parole, apparently. He was under parole in Colorado, where he was not allowed to drink under the influence, which you're not allowed to do anyway. Drive under the influence, sorry. And he wasn't allowed to smoke marijuana in Colorado till March 22nd. And today's March the 8th or March the 7th in America. And he only had 15 days left, James. And he broke his parole. Apparently. This is apparently at the moment. We're not 100% sure.
Allegedly is the word you're looking for.
Allegedly. That's what I was looking for. The police wished to speak to Ty about matters detaining his parole. So we're not sure what's happening yet.
But do you know what that means, Tim? Pick up Darren Colson.
Yeah.
For your DFS
team. Don't worry. He's been slid in.
Yeah.
So this just continues a bad week for Ty, where one fan obviously sent him to the wrong taco place, as you saw, James.
Yeah, he had gastro.
Had gastroenteritis and missed because he went to a bad taco place. So just wrapping up the week of the life of Ty Lawson, James. It's just one week.
Well, Tim, after we've...
I love him to bits, but...
Let's move on from the extraordinary
How hard is it to not go out? How hard is it, James?
I mean, you play basketball 82 nights a year. You sure he's going to be on planes and stuff. Should keep him out of trouble most of the year,
obviously not. It's the other 270-odd days you have to worry about, James.
Oh, well, Tim, let's move on from the fantastic life of Ty Lawson to the Daily Rundown. Tim, this is why everyone's here. We've got your expert analysis on every game coming up this week. So we'll kick it off on Thursday. This is NBA Thursday, so these are American times. Five games to choose from.
Friday in AST, Australian Eastern Standard Time.
Yeah, so that's five games to choose from here, and there's a couple of good options on Thursday, Tim. So I just would be steering clear of the Clippers and Grizzlies matchup, purely because the Clippers have been so inconsistent over the last couple of days, and the Grizzlies generally have to, the grind out the slow-paced games where there's not many high scoring. But I have put in here that Gasol and Conley might be options, purely because DeAndre Jordan struggles with jump shooting centers.
Yeah.
And if Gasol is able to, if his shot is wet, his jumper's wet, he'll be able to draw DeAndre out of the paint and should leave an open lane for Mike Conley to do the business.
Yeah, do the business.
But
do the Memphis Grizzly grindhouse.
Yeah, aside from that, I wouldn't probably be looking too hard at that game. There's not really, anything that sticks out to me. There's a lot of better options for faster-paced games on that day, such as the Cavs vs. Pistons. This is interesting. The Cavs have wiped the floor with the Pistons in the last two or so years, Tim, in playoffs, regular season. The Pistons haven't got many Ws over the Cavs recently. And it's really come from their barrage of three-point shooting against the Pistons. It seems the Pistons just can't guard the three-point line when it comes to defending the Cavs. But the Cavs have been slumping recently, Tim, and Detroit's starting lineup is the worst net rating in the league. Can you believe that?
Yeah, because Andre Drummond.
Yeah, Andre Drummond and Reggie Jackson have been poor, which is what I've put in here. So depending on their price, I think Tobias Harris and Ish Smith are pretty good options off the bench there for the Pistons. They've been playing large minutes off the bench, more minutes than their starting counterparts in John Law and Reggie Jackson. And they've been the killers off the bench. Fantastic net rating for that unit. And, I'm really happy with how they're playing together. I have a soft spot for Tobias Harris. I've been picking him a lot all year. He's doing very well for me in my DFS lineups. But those two have been destroyers off the bench, Tim, and I wouldn't move past them. But also, I think don't sleep...
Starship destroyers or battleship destroyers?
I don't know, Tim.
Can you just clarify, please? Is it a sea ship or a star ship?
The Death Star, mainly.
Death Star? Okay.
Don't sleep on Kyrie, Tim. He's been on a tear recently.
And, he has been good.
He's been good with Kevin Love out. And Reggie Jackson's just been defending poorly of late. He's just been playing poorly of late. So I reckon Kyrie will take advantage of the Pistons, Tim. A lot of three-pointers will be shot in this game. Don't worry. And I think... I've written down that Chump has been playing a lot of minutes lately with, all the injuries and everything. But I think this is a game made for Kyle Korver, Tim. The Cavs just, they get off a lot of three-pointers against the Pistons. I don't know what it is. The Pistons aren't bad at defending the three-point line. Just when they match up with the Pistons, they just seem to go bananas from three. So I think Korver shapes up as someone who will have a success against Detroit.
Good. Yeah, that's some expert analysis.
Yeah, it? So a couple of...
Do you know what I miss? I miss a Mark Chumpert's hair.
Bring back the... what do you even call it?
I don't know. Straight afro?
Straight afro, I don't know. Yeah, I don't like his...
the shaved dude?
Yeah, bring it back. Anyway, so...
You can't tell the team on the court.
Yeah, I've got here the... Okay, so he matches up against the Spurs, and I think Russ will try and prove a point here, Try and take some points for San Antonio, who look headed for... the top seed in the West, really. I think they're on the march to the number one seed. I think they can catch Golden State.
After Kawhi's MVP moment.
He's not going to be MVP anyway. We're not going to talk about this. Yo, everybody get up! Everybody get up! Everybody!
Everybody needs to understand that I'm more than simply a hype man for this rap group. Just like Geico is more than just a company that can save you money. Geico also has fast and friendly claim service, so they can help you when you need it most. And while I do love being a hype man, I also love reading for children's audiobooks. Like Little Bo Peep, she lost a sheep, and she don't know where to find them. Yo!
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Now, but I've gone for... This is a real point of difference here. I reckon Patty Mills is... I reckon he's a big choice. He's a big option here. He could have some... You know, you can take advantage of him. He's obviously cheaply. Tony Parker and him seem to be splitting minutes there. It's like 25... They play around 25 minutes, so, you know, they split the 25-23 depending on who's playing better.
Yeah.
And Patty Mills is always good for a couple of threes off the bench.
Absolutely.
And I think with OKC's terrible bench, I think this man will go bananas. And, you know, because I think Tony Parker's a bit slow to be guarding Russell Westbrook. So I think
just a tad.
Danny Green will probably end up matching up on him.
I don't like Danny Green.
Yeah, and that'll probably mean that they need Patty Mills to come in and, you know, burn Roberson. So we'll see. We'll see how that goes. But I've said Russ is probably a good option. Steer clear of OKC players. And Patty Mills. Yeah. Have a look at him. Another game, Tim, from this day. Philly. They're no longer fun anymore. Tim Embiid's injured. No. Everyone else is injured.
The process is no longer fun.
They're just no fun. So...
yeah, if you get blown out by 30 points by the Pistons, so, it's fun.
I said... They're playing the Blazers. Nurkic and Saric are probably about it from this game, to be honest. I wouldn't cough up too much cash for any of the, you know, Lillard and McCollum.
Yeah, when they only play 25 minutes.
Exactly. Most likely going to end in a blowout. I mean, Philadelphia was pretty, you know, they're pretty gritty at the start of the season, but that's with Joel Embiid, and they're a completely different team without him. Joel Okafor's sore, and, you know, he's just not a good defender, really not a good defender anyway. So I think Portland will take advantage of him here. At the last one of the day, this will be a fun one. Lakers and Suns, Tim. I'm liking what the Suns are doing with their youth movement. Tyler Ulis has been playing a lot of minutes. They started Tyler Ulis today with Eric Bledsoe in the backcourt.
I actually really like that one.
So Eric Bledsoe is still playing very well. He's still a good option. I can't go past him against the Lakers. It'll be an up and down game. Tyler Ulis, though, cheap option. I like him. If he's starting again, definitely you have to go with him. And can you go past Alan Williams, Tim, what he's doing at the moment?
No.
Fantastic option off the bench, playing much better than Alex Len, who... Alex Len is a better defender than Alan Williams, but just doesn't put up the stats and isn't as DFS relevant, especially with Alex Len's higher price. So I think they're the best... They're the kind of players you should be looking at for Thursday, Tim.
Gee.
I told you, Tim, we're going in-depth. That's a five-game slate. We got all that.
You talked my ear off for about 3 minutes.
So, Tim, Friday, we've got an 8-game slate. This one's an interesting one because I've got a couple of games I'd really like to stack and then keep away from a few of them. So I'm stacking Nuggets Celtics, and because the total score will be over 300.
Absolutely.
And Jokic looks prime here for a big one.
Mudiay goes off for 24 points in the first quarter.
What, off the bench?
Yep. Doesn't play.
If he plays 24 minutes in the game, I'd be surprised.
DMPCD.
Anyway, Jokic looks prime here. I'd be stacking this with Rockets-Bulls, and because I reckon they'll both be shootouts. So because the Rockets-Bulls total score was 150, and then before they went to overtime in the last matchup at Toyota Center. So 250, my bad. Yeah, before they went to overtime.
Because 150, yeah, it's pretty low, buddy.
Especially for a Houston game, that's low.
They would have scored 150 by themselves.
Exactly. No, they had, Houston ended up scoring 130-odd, but that was in overtime. But
it's disappointing.
I think this is an interesting one. Bobby Portis, Tim, as a point of difference.
Yep.
In the starting lineup, Houston can't rebound.
You famously told me you can't play basketball.
Yeah, but it's a point of difference. He's not good at basketball. He's not good at basketball, but you don't have to be good at basketball to get rebounds, do you? Ryan Anderson is also someone who's not good at basketball, but he can shoot threes. He can rebound, he just chooses not to. Bobby Portis, well, I mean, it's pretty difficult to rebound when you're standing outside the three-point line the whole time.
Actually, James, stop taking all my jokes. I wrote them later in the week. Come on.
Bobby Portis, definitely have a look at him. But I've gone with Patrick Beverley as well from Houston, Tim. The hometown killer. I think.
Where's he from?
He's from Chicago.
Oh.
So
that was silly.
So the thing with Patrick Beverley is, since the All-Star break, he's actually averaging the most rebounds for Houston, which is pretty odd since he's 6'1". And
he can fight though.
Yeah, No, he takes big he takes rebounds over centers. The man
can't rebound a Brody.
Exactly. But in his hometown against a team that are good rebounders, but they're pretty average at defending the three, Tim. They're 20th in the league at three-point field goal percentage for the opposition, and 18th in attempts given up a game. So the Rockets will be shooting 63s, and Patrick Beverley will be making a few of them. And I wouldn't be surprised if Beverley gets 10 rebounds in this one, too.
Triple-double?
He'll get close. Maybe like 6 or 7 assists and around 13 points. He'll go for the Rondo triple-double, 10-10-10.
Yeah, well, how else do you do
three threes.
How else do you do it?
No, but like he just finished exactly with 10-10-10.
Oh, yeah.
That's the Rondo triple-double.
Rondo gets 10 assists and then he stops passing.
Exactly. But, so yeah, I blew Patrick Beverley's horn. I blew his trumpet during the All-Star break, Tim. I did say he was a must-pick-up for the rest of the season, and he's repaid me in spades. So, Tim, another game from this one, Raps-Hawks. I'd probably be stacking this one, too. That'll be a high-scoring affair.
Gee, if it was up to you, James, we'd be stacking all those games in the eight-game slate.
There's three games I'm stacking out of the eight-game slate, Tim. Raps-Hawks, Tim. Schroeder is not a good defender. We've talked about this a lot on this podcast because we generally exploit this every week. We pick point guards playing against Atlanta because they just go nuts. But the thing is, Kyle Lowry, they're starting point guards out.
Mm-hmm.
And Corey Joseph, who's probably not an adequate replacement. He's all right.
I find it weird. It's the curious case of Corey Joseph. He was great. He was fantastic last year.
He's good off the bench, but he's not a starting quality point guard. But, you know, maybe with Schroeder's lack of defense, he could come alive, Tim. He could. If he scores over 30, I'd probably be stoked with that from Corey Joseph. He's pretty cheap.
Can I just say, Toronto is now Denver. What Denver was when Masai Ujiri was at Denver.
Why?
Who's the star player without Kyle Lowry in that team? You say DeMar DeRozan. Yeah?
Yeah.
Did you see the game where they won? He scored 12 points, took 8 shots.
He's averaging the second most field goal attempts per game.
He took 8 shots. Serge Ibaka, I don't understand. He has the big...
Yeah, Tim, don't worry. This is all in my team. This is all in my rundown.
Sorry,
here.
I'll tune out.
So, Tim, Atlanta is the worst team in the league at defending the three-point line, which is odd since they had Kyle Korver, who's like one of the best three-point shooters of all time. So, without Lowry, Tim, that puts the emphasis on Serge Ibaka, as you mentioned, Damare Carroll, and Patrick Patterson to take advantage. And
Damare Carroll's injured, I'm pretty sure.
Is he?
I heard something. He was injured.
He's sore, and he may miss the game against the Pelicans, Tim, but I like the matchup here against the Hawks. I think I do like Damare Carroll here. He's definitely a point of difference. He's cheap. And, you know, he doesn't really have too many big games, but I reckon this is a game he can go off and get a couple of steals and shoot the three, because Atlanta is also pretty poor at defending the small forward position. That's because Tim Hardaway Jr. and surprisingly Tabo Sefolosha was
Tim Hardaway Jr.
Yeah,
no D.
But Tabo Sefolosha was their starting small forward, but he generally matched up on one of the best defensive players. So the small forward genuinely got off the chain if they weren't the best offensive player, and they just did anyway. But with Tim Hardaway in the starting lineup now, they definitely... The small forward just does whatever they want, really. So, Damare Carroll, Tim, I'd definitely be taking notice of him. Another one. I didn't really like the rest of the games on this slate. I mean...
Then just say it. I don't like the rest of the games on this slate.
I'm going to go through them quickly. So, Mavs Nets just did not appeal to me. I mean, Dirk has been playing center before Nerlens Noel came, and he's just been shooting well. He's come back to life, so if you want to give a legacy, have a legacy pun on Dirk Nowitzki, have a go there.
He's first Bud Light.
Noel should have Lopez as number, Tim. I just don't see Brook Lopez scoring too much against Nerlens. And Noel doesn't really have too much of an output apart from 10-10. But at his price, there's definitely better options. Maybe Kilpatrick.
Doesn't put out much, just puts out a double-double.
But at his price. His price at 11K on DraftStars, Tim. It's quite expensive.
A double-double only really gets you 20 points.
Exactly. You need more than that. So maybe Kilpatrick's an option. Maybe. But otherwise, I don't really like too much there. The Warriors will scorch the Wolves. There's nothing there I like except for Karl Anthony Towns, because he'll still play 40 minutes regardless if they're losing by 40 points or not. And he'll bully Zaza Pachulia. Tim will make a mess of him. And just quietly, Clay and Steph will go off, but, you know, hopefully Clay Thompson can score 60 points in 25 minutes like he did before. And that's the only way you're going to get like good value out of this game.
We're on to Saturday, James?
One more thing here. I did say, don't worry about the Kings aside from Ty Lawson, who's been balling, but if he's in jail, it's probably not a good option. And the Kings team have given up some massive three-point totals of field goals, as in the Rockets have shot 60 field goal three-point field goal attempts against them so far this year in three consecutive games. So Bradley Beal is an absolute lock. He's averaging 29 points a game since the All-Star break. Lock him in.
Absolutely.
Just lock him in.
Absolutely.
That's it for Friday, Tim.
All right, on to Saturday, James. In Australia land, we got a 9-game slate. If you're in America, you got a 12-game slate. If you're going for the early lock.
Yeah, the early lock. We won't have the early lock.
No,
yet.
We will not have the early lock. We'll have 9-game slate.
Nuggets Kings, Tim. You're playing the Kings for the third time since the All-Star break.
There's not much to say apart from what we've already said. Gary Harris, Nikola Jokic. Willie Cauley-Stein showed his true colours.
As in not
two,
good.
2 points, three rebounds. How good did that look?
He'll be all right.
2 points,
he'll
three bounds.
He'll be alright.
Yeah, he might be alright in the future, but right now I don't want him in my DFS team, James.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't mind Wizards Trailblazers. That'll be an interesting game.
I do not mind Danilo Gallinari just quietly against the
against
Kings.
Against the Kings.
Wilson Chandler went off. I think it's Gallinari's turn this time.
Yeah.
He has played the silent killer role this year, Gallinari. He's never gone ballistic and taken over. You watch against the Kings, he'll take over.
I can't wait till he leaves. Anyway, Wizards Trailblazers team. I like the Wizards backcourt here. I like Bradley Beal. I think he's going to cause some chaos.
So is John Wall. As we've said every time the Wizards have played in the last couple of games.
Yeah, I think they're probably the hottest backcourt pairing at the moment, apart from Harden and Beverly.
Gee, that's going to be a fun game to watch. Wizards, Wall and Beal against... They're so similar. Wall and Beal and McCollum.
Yeah, that'll be a fun game to watch. Battle of the backcourts.
I've definitely got my eye on Pelicans Hornets here. Kemba Walker.
Yeah, I do like that game.
Nick Batum. James, can I just say, Nick Batum, who's going to stop him? Boogie Cousins isn't going to defend Nicholas Batum, is he, James?
Who is going to defend? Etuan Moore. Yeah. But anyway, we've sung the... It's weird. We've sung the praises of Kemba Walker and Nick Batum, and the Hornets just haven't been good this year, Tim.
No, they've not. Frank the Tank's injured, so all the play comes from Kemba now.
Yeah, exactly.
Frank the Tank is no longer the option.
We love Frank the Tank. He's a waiver wire favourite. But I'd be steering clear of Hawks Grizzlies. I just don't think that's a good matchup. Maybe Mike Conley can get off the chain, but I mean Dwight and Marcus Sol, and
we always stick away from
Paul Millsap. I don't. It doesn't speak to me, that one. Suns Mavericks, I'd probably steer clear from too. That just seems like a bit of a game where you can't really tell.
I'd go after Nerlens Noel.
Yeah. Alex Len.
If they go small,
I just don't like. I don't like Alex Len. To be honest, with you, I just don't think he's a good basketball player.
Then what are you saying?
I think that's what I'm saying. Nerlens Noel can take advantage of him.
You sounded like you were disagreeing with me. What?
No, I'm not disagreeing with you. I think I just don't like
you
Alex
bloody
Len.
Well, better agree with me.
Raptors Heat, Tim. This is an intriguing one.
They got smashed last time with the Raptors.
Yeah, Dion Waiters is just one of the best players in basketball right now, Tim. Just quietly.
He's a chubby...
He's a gun.
He's a chubby Michael Jordan. That's what he looks
He's doing it for the fat boys out there.
He looks like what Michael Jordan does now. He's like 45.
Well, that's why Raymond Felton was so good, because he's fat. See, fat people are good at basketball too. Raptors Heat, Tim. I think this is a...
is that why Nikola Jokic is the king?
Yeah. I think this is a Serge Ibaka game. What's Luke Babbitt going to do? Just quietly.
Who's Luke Babbitt?
Exactly. What's he going to do? James Johnson is a much better starting power forward than Luke Babbitt.
I don't understand why he comes off the bench. Hey, Spoelstra's got him working.
James Johnson's a gun. But anyway, I like Serge Ibaka there, and I think Whiteside. we like Valanciunas, don't we, Tim? It's just we don't know what's going on with Dwayne Casey, and
he doesn't like Valanciunas.
Yeah. So, I mean, Valanciunas is a good center. But I don't think Whiteside will do too much in this game. Maybe a 10-10 just quietly. But at his price, you can go way better than that.
Ooh, Timberwolves Bucks. Giannis.
Yeah, I think
goes
Giannis,
ballistic.
Yeah, I
goes
think,
absolutely.
I think this is a Giannis game for me.
That's the thing. I feel bad just giving you guys advice saying get Giannis. Wow, that was really deep.
17K.
It was really deep and intuitive advice. Tell but you I to think, pick the top tier talent.
I think against Timberwolves though, that's a. This seems like a game where, I mean, who's going to defend him? Tell me, Andrew Wiggins. Andrew Wiggins on Giannis, that's not a good matchup for the Wolves at all. Giannis is 10 feet taller than him, and his arms are probably as long as his whole body. Wiggins is tall, but Giannis is just, you know, he's a freak.
I actually want to talk about Warriors Spurs, James.
This will be a fantastic game of basketball, Tim. This will be fun.
This would be what should be the real playoff.
No, yeah, this will be a second round matchup, and then the Rockets will play the Spurs in the... in the Western Conference Finals.
Yeah, well, you keep dreaming, James. Anyway, Kawhi Leonard, I reckon Spurs get the W here.
Yeah?
Yeah, Spurs get the W. Kawhi Leonard does not put on a show, though.
No, that's...
does not put on a show.
So who scores? LaMarcus Aldridge?
I don't even think... I think the role players are going to play the biggest game here.
Patty Mills.
I think David Lee.
Look out for Patty Mills.
And you watch... I don't like him much, but Danny Green.
Yeah.
I think Manu Ginobili goes ballistic.
I think this is a Patty Mills game, Tim. Look at him. Look at him. Watch him drill some clutch threes in the fourth quarter. It'll just happen.
I think Andre Iguodala here, he's going to be amazing.
Yeah?
I think he's going to have a big game.
He hasn't had a good game this year at all.
Well, he scored 20 points 14 times. And
this year?
Yeah, 14. No.
No, surely not.
I don't know.
Maybe 10 points 14 times.
I saw some stat. When he scores something, the Warriors don't lose. They haven't lost ever.
Yeah, maybe that's in his whole career with the Warriors.
I don't know.
Anyway.
They were 14-0.
Cavaliers Magic team, stick clear of this one, I reckon. Magic.
Well, what's the point of
going? Magic will get blown out 100%.
It'll be a low scoring game as well.
And Magic will get blown out. 76ers Clippers is the.
James, they're early games.
We're not going to worry about them.
Knicks Pistons, what do you need to know about that? Just Thunder. Ew. Yuck.
All right,
James, now it's on to the listener's favourite time of the week where I get to talk. The sweet tones of my voice.
All right, hit us with Sunday.
All right, James, Sunday. Another week, another early NBA Sunday.
Yep.
Gee, it's like I'm telling a story. DraftStars players will have a minimum 3-game slate, which is not favourable, but it is playable.
You even get the romps. It's always playable.
It's always playable, James. Anything's playable. There's a 1-game slate, it's playable.
I think this is Lakers-Philly this day, isn't it, Tim?
Lakers-Philly, I want to focus on.
Yep.
I do want to focus on that. This game will be high scoring, even though Philly's trash. So load up on the Lakers' backcourt and Dario Saric. Notice I didn't say Philly, I said Dario Saric.
Yeah, this is not really... Big Shot Bob and Dario Saric are the
Big
only...
Big Shot Bob has been...
The only good players for Philly at the moment.
I'm definitely looking at Julius Randle as well.
Good's he been?
Jordan Clarkson, I would give a go here.
Yep.
TJ McConnell, actually, as well.
Just quietly.
Because the Lakers' D is...
Not good.
That's why they're called the Lakers. They're not the Lakers. Sorry.
Isn't it funny how their D-League team is called the Defenders?
No. You know it's going to be called the G-League, the Gatorade League?
Yeah, Gatorade League, all on top of that.
Interesting, because there's no D in the D-League.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so it was an offensive name. Get it? Offensive? Defense?
Get out of here.
James, I can't help it, all right? Anyway, Julius Randle's another good option here, as Dario isn't the greatest defender at this point in time. And Julius likes to shake and bake from mid-range, pull out to the three-point line.
The man can just... We're Julius Randle fans. Absolutely. We're Julius Randle fans.
And he's what I like to say, the triple threat. He gets you in the post, what are you going to do? Is he going to score? Is he going to jump shot? Is he going to take it to the rack? Is he going to pass?
You know what he's going
to
do? Tim's going to get a triple-double. That's what he's going
to do. Exactly right. He's a triple-double threat. Because, James, he's a triple-threat player.
Exactly.
Because what do you do to defend that? I have no idea. Is he going to pass? Is he going to lay it up? Is he going to just jump over me? You have to defend him in all different ways.
No, you bite on the pump fake and one.
Yeah, you bite on the pump fake and he takes you to the rack and puts it in.
Exactly.
Julius Randle was one of my favourite players in the league. I love him to bits.
No, I love Julius Randle.
Love him to bits. Trailblazers Suns, also another high-scoring affair. If there is an
this will be a high-scoring 3-game slate, I can tell you that.
If there is an inch of D in that game, I'll be disappointed.
Yeah, I'll be surprised. I'll be surprised.
It's going to be 130 to 127. Trailblazers, Pippen.
It's pretty low-scoring for a Houston game, though.
Eric Bledsoe goes ballistic.
The man's just on fire, Tim, in a pretty poor, let's be honest. They're young. They're not good quality right now. Eric Bledsoe has been a shining star for them.
He's a really good player. He is a really good player. We did talk about him earlier in the year and say he might not have the smarts to be the floor general, but that doesn't matter for DFS.
No.
You don't think about stuff like that. No. You just play him.
Just play him.
He's playing good, you play him.
14K, thank you very much for those 45 points.
Yusuf Nurkic is going to be the biggest boy in that game, so he's going to take a physical... He's going to be unless Tyson Chandler decides to
move
his corpse up off the bench. And,
I'm pretty sure he hasn't played a minute. He's played maybe 10 minutes since All-Star break.
Earl Watson will be standing on top of the back of the backboard. Because he'll be doing a marionette with Tyson Chandler's bottom. He'll be like, yeah, you block that, Tyson.
I wouldn't be surprised if Tyson Chandler just turns up in street clothes for the games from now on.
Yeah.
He's not going to get a minute to stay.
Hey, he's getting cash.
No.
I wouldn't be mad. Getting paid to sit on an NBA, get courtside seats. Travel with the team, travel with the boys.
That's funny, Tim, because the Trailblazers' defense couldn't defend a snail.
That was my joke, and you just took that.
I did indeed take it. Well, the Rockets are playing, Tim. The Rockets are playing. The Rockets are always high scoring.
James, I'm speaking now.
And LeBron goes off against Ariza, so...
James, I'm speaking now.
Okay.
You had your time to shine.
You can shine now, Tim.
Now it's my time.
Shine on.
Just go to sleep.
Shine on.
Go get pissed, I don't care.
Shine on.
Go do something. Yeah, LeBron goes off here. Ariza and Anderson are going to lock arms, and you know when you scan your barcode and it says go? That's what's going to happen. Turnstile. They're going to pull the turnstile maneuver, James. I actually would look into some Trevor Ariza on here.
Yeah?
Because if Richard Jefferson starts again,
yeah.
What's he going to do? 2-2-1? That's not bad. I mean, in 36 minutes. Trevor Ariza is going to drop a couple of trippers here.
He's in a three-point slump at the moment, Trevor. Once he gets out of it, he'll be firing.
Picking him to pull out.
Nah, get Ryan Anderson because Road Anderson is way better than Home Anderson. That's a Rockets Twitter joke. Ryan Anderson shoots 47% on the road, Tim, and 33% at home.
Maybe he just doesn't like the Houston logo. He doesn't like it to be slippery for him.
It's a well-noted fact that there's a depth perception issues in Toyota Center.
Is there actually?
Yeah. It's something to do with the lighting and the red seats, with the backboard and everything. Just doesn't. Some players can't see it properly.
So he needs to get his eyes tested, is what you're trying to say.
Wear some goggles. Bring back the Amari Stoudemire look.
I was about to say, actually, Larry Sanders at the Cavs now. It's done. Let's be honest.
Well, are they going to waive Bogut?
No, they will. Anyway, James, on to Monday. That's not for us to discuss right now. Lakers Nuggets. Eagles 250 points.
It's pretty simple. Yeah, our formula is pretty simple, isn't it, Tim? Stack Rockets games, stack Nuggets games, and you'll be fine.
Nuggets D has been a lot better recently here, so I wouldn't be surprised if the Nuggets are scoring 200 and the Lakers are scoring 50.
I'd pick Corey Brewer, yeah?
I'm going Lou Williams.
Too bad he doesn't play for the Lakers anymore.
Exactly right, James. And the Lakers haven't been that good without... The Lakers haven't been that good without Lou.
I think that was the point of the trade,
yeah,
to be honest.
They're not lighting it up like they used to be, even though they are scoring. They're finding it tougher now.
Yeah.
But finding it a lot tougher to get going.
Because D'Angelo Russell really needs to run the offense, and then Jordan Clarkson has the keys to the offense for the bench unit, and they're just not as good ball handlers and shooters as Lou Williams was.
So the Lakers are no longer oven, but Nick Young just took offense to what I say and will now torch the Nuggets.
Yeah, probably.
Because Nick Young doesn't like it when you say you can't heat up. He's the oven. Nick Young is the definition of
He's a microwave team. Heats up in an instant.
Absolutely. Nuggets concede most points from the point guard position, as we know. So I'm definitely going Jordan Clarkson.
And D'Angelo Russell.
Absolutely D'Angelo Russell. Absolutely, yeah. D'Angelo Russell. I mean, he torched the Nuggets
Jimmy
last
Nelson time. He's a nice guy. Just doesn't like playing in defense.
He doesn't like playing.
He's just a veteran presence to go out there and shoot threes when he ill-advised threes. In clutch situations.
I don't want to talk about Jimmy Nelson. I have some good thoughts on Jimmy Nelson. I have some bad thoughts on Jimmy Nelson. My favourite thing ever is when he pulls up. He's the veteran, but he pulls up 3 seconds into a shot clock and drains a three. That's my favourite thing. Anyway, let's not worry
about it. Supposed to be the voice of reason out there.
My next sentence here is a really long one. Jokic, full stop.
Stop dick-riding him, Tim.
What?
No, I
from the Lakers, who's going to out-rebound him, James?
Moskov. What he's saying? Playing 0 minutes.
He's going to stop his assists from cutting through their defense.
Randall?
No, he's not.
Anyway, Magic Kings.
He's going to stop him from just scoring 35 points in the post.
Let's talk Magic Kings. It's an interesting matchup.
Vooch is a must-own if he plays.
How good is Vucevic? Just quietly.
Absolutely. But I said it was interesting because it's interesting that he's the only player I would have in that team. I wouldn't go anywhere else.
I just don't like Orlando.
Who are you going to go on the Kings? Tyreke Evans? No, inconsistent. Buddy Hield? Inconsistent. Ty Lawson? In jail.
In jail.
Darren Collison? Probably the only ad against Alfred Payton and DJ Augustine. Still wouldn't go. Still wouldn't. In this slate, there's a lot of better options. Would avoid that game apart from Vooch. Altogether. John Wall and Bradley Beal, James. What else is
there? They just require a look-in. I think
they require a look-in, as they always do, against a backcourt of Ricky Rubio and a scrub, because I don't even know who's going to start.
Make sure you make an inquiry into John Wall and Bradley Beal.
If the Hornets game is part of this slate, I'm not quite sure, as it's a 10:30 or 10 a.m. start, I think, here in Oz.
It may be an early lockout, we'll see.
Yeah, well, might be an early lockout. They might give us the game, we don't know. I'm definitely getting Kemba Walker.
Kemba just wreaks havoc in transition, doesn't he?
James, Chicago...
Cardiac Kemba.
Chicago have gone through 5 starting point guards this season for a reason. Do you know why?
Why?
They're not good basketball players.
Yeah, Chicago doesn't have too many of them on their roster, Tim.
And they don't have a good point guard, and they have the most point guards on their rosters.
I think Chicago...
They have 5.
Yeah.
And none of them are good. Michael Carter-Williams is now injured.
Well, I think Chicago is in trouble, Tim. They're going the youth route.
They're going backwards.
But who do they have that's a good youth player? They got Bobby Portis.
Doug McDermott. Oh, wait, he's just got traded OKC.
Bobby Portis isn't a good basketball player. Jerry and Grant...
I don't know why you hate him, Bobby Portis.
Jerry and Grant is all right. Dwayne Wade's old. Jimmy Butler is... Young?
Jimmy Butler.
Ish? I think he's in
about 25.
Yeah.
About to enter his prime.
Rajon Rondo is not young. Robin Lopez is not young.
You mean Sideshow Bob?
Yeah.
I can't believe we did do that now. Lookalikes.
Yeah.
Underrated.
Just underrated.
Anyway, James, that's enough for Monday. Tuesday, LeBron James against the Pistons again. Nothing more needs to be said. He averages his most points, rebounds, and assists against the Pistons, so even at a hefty price, it's hard to overlook.
LeBron is a must-have. You know, I don't really go with LeBron James against in too many slates because he's generally 20K, and I think some days he just takes, you know, he
takes it easy.
If they go up 15, he sits on the bench. Like, they're not going to risk. They're not going to play too many.
He loves the Pistons.
But he does love the Pistons. He loves the Pistons. He's made a mockery over them the last couple of years.
I'm steering clear of AD and Boogie here because Nurkic has definitely shored up Portland's rebounding and big man defending.
They'll still be too much for them, Tim. I think Ed Davis and Alfred Kuminu and Mo Harkless and that shuffling power forward slot won't be enough to match up with Boogie and Anthony Davis. Yeah. I think Anthony Davis is the real danger here.
James, you know that I throw my money at anything that moves. If there's a cricket, I'll go say, you'll beat that cricket. I'll put money on you. Yeah, absolutely.
I'll back you.
There is too much bulk flying around in that game for me to throw my money convincingly at any of them. I wouldn't touch any of them.
Okay.
Not even with a 10-foot pole.
No.
And this is my day, so you didn't get to say, too bad, buddy.
No.
The backcourt is another story. Definitely looking at CJ McCollum. He can light it up against...
Well, can you believe in the first 15 minutes of the game today, he had 0 points and still ended up with 20, scoring 21. The man just can torch you from outside.
Yeah, absolutely. As you said earlier in the show, OKC is no other player apart from Westbrook. His stats are crazy because everyone else is trash, let's be honest. I'd only sniff for Taj Gibson because, in brackets, I love him.
I do love Taj Gibson.
Mr. Dependable. Yeah. And the inform Sean Kilpatrick. ...
If he's still in form.
Because we all know what Sean Kilpatrick can do, James. He can play 25 minutes one night, score 26 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists against you, 40 points. The next night he'll play 5 minutes and go 0-0-0-0.
That Brooklyn rotation is a bit of a worry. I just don't know what's going
Kenny
on.
Kenny Atkinson knows what he's doing. 76ers will be rooted by the Warriors, James, so Warriors reserves such as David West could be good options. Role players.
Fill up on JaVale McGee. JaVale after dark, hashtag.
No, he'll be on the bench, James. Can't get any Shaqton moments.
Going to rest one of their best players, most influential players.
Anyway, James, on to Wednesday, the last day of the week for the DFS rundown. This is probably the longest DFS podcast of our life.
Tim, you know why? We just love helping people.
It used to be 20 minutes, and now all of a sudden we're doubling.
We get testimonials every day, Tim. You guys help me win all this money. Yeah, well.
No, we don't. We want more.
that's why we do it. But if we do win you money, let us know.
Give us a share.
We're
not getting any of that.
We like it.
Anyway, James, Wednesday. For some reason, games this week are beginning at 10 a.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time instead of 11 a.m.
So let's hope they're
right. It's really annoying me.
It's a bit early.
Hopefully, DraftStars gets their act together and opens up these early contests because otherwise a 10-game slate becomes 5. Nah. Okay, in the words of the famous Tarn Evans, James, he's a disaster. No one else will get that joke.
No, that's an inside waiver wire joke.
Wouldn't it be funny if he was listening?
No, he won't be.
Wouldn't it be hilarious? Anyway, shout out to Arnold. There ain't much appealing in games here anyway. Grizzlies, Bulls. Yuck.
Yuck.
Spurs, Trailblazers. No, thank you. Bucks, Clippers. Meh. Lakers, Rockets has to be targeted here.
That'll be a fun game. The Rockets... did not like losing to the Lakers in LA, and then they absolutely spanked them when they came to Toyota Center and beat them by 50 points. Handed them a record-breaking L.
Pat Beverly here plays at the end, even if up 20 points, because no one wants Bobby Brown on the floor, James.
That's a very good point. No one wants
Mate,
Bobby Brown can't be... even though he's one of the record holders in China. Can you believe that he scored 75 points in a game?
He can only be on the floor for 2 minutes,
mate. Yeah, and he'll shoot a couple of threes and miss them all.
Julius Randle, because Anderson stands on the halfway line, be it shooting threes or defending, he don't care. Like, he's staying on that logo, James.
Absolutely, he is.
I don't think... Is his defined role... Do you reckon if you looked at the GPS, just be the outline of the logo?
Look at his shot chart. There's always about 5 feet between him and the three-point line and where he's shooting from. But it's... I'm happy to do a podcast, Tim, to explain it all to you. I can go for talk for an hour about why Ryan Anderson...
Anyway, Julius Randle, because he's another favourite of the podcast.
Yeah, no, Julius Randle have a big one against the Rockets.
Alan Williams, the new DFS sensation against the Kings, obviously requires thought because...
Query that one.
The Kings, James, the Kings.
Query that one.
Darren Collison, full stop. All the...
No, Ty Lawson
all
means...
All the business with Ty Lawson.
Me like you, Darren Collison.
See, we're saying Darren Collison, but approach with caution. Because if there's no Ty Lawson...
Tyreek Evans gets a bump, I think.
So, well, obviously there's bumps here. Buddy Hield to get a bigger bump.
But Tim, if they open up Wizards Mavericks, Wen or John Wall?
James, on the bright side, if draft stars could be nice and open up these early games, Mavericks John Wall, yep. That's all that needs to be said.
Just quietly, how good.
Yep.
Ian Mahinmi, Tim, I was going to...
15-9 today.
I have noticed that you put him in your... You like him against the Mavs. I was going to add him as a note that he's back. As he's playing all right.
As I summed it up so succinctly for everyone at home, everyone else, nope. Apart from Ian Mahinmi.
No bueno. No bueno, but
no,
Mahinmi.
No bueno. No bueno.
Pelicans Heat, Tim.
Will be one to watch.
What are your
James.
Thoughts?
Dion Waiters is a good play here, as I bet 95% of our listeners, James, will never heard of the Pelicans small forward. Could you name him?
No, couldn't name him.
His name is Dante Cunningham, James.
Is he starting at small forward?
That's.
Gee, that is a crisis. That is a crisis.
The last player we're looking at is Wayne Ellington, the sharpshooter. Could also be scary.
Surely Luke Babbitt goes bananas against his old side.
As again, name a Pelicans bench player, James. The cousins of Marcus.
I only know five. Oh Jesus! So they're starting lineup.
I thought it was pretty good.
It's Drew Holiday, Etuan Moore, Dante Cunningham, DeMarcus Cousins, Anthony Davis. Off the bench, they've
got the cousins of Marcus.
Omar Asik is
best one off.
Oh Jesus! Omar Asik's glued rightly, quite rightly. I must say, he's glued to the bench.
Absolutely.
And who comes off there? Langston Galloway.
Got traded.
Tim Frazier plays about 5 minutes a game.
He got the ejector seat.
I can't understand, Tim, the lack of use for Tim Frazier.
Listen, we're going to have a poll. If you could name
how many
New Orleans bench without looking it up.
We'll give you a free waiver wire hoodie, Tim. That's what
we'll give you a hoodie.
No one listens to this far into the podcast anyway. We can say whatever we want. We can say anything we like, mate. No one's listening.
The only two.
There'll be two people listening to him right now: Ant Lee and Luke Matheson.
That'll be it.
No one else is listening.
Boys, fight it out. Who wants the waveaway hoodie?
Yeah,
hit us up first.
Make sure if you listen. We're not going to say anything about this. We're just going to post this podcast. If you're hearing this, send us a quick DM. Say anyone, not just those two. Anyone.
It's just we know that they'll be listening.
Just send us a quick DM. Say I was listening. Give me a hoodie. And we'll try not to sort you out. No, but seriously, please just message us if you're listening this far late. We'll hook you up with something for listening to the longest edition of the DFS Rundown ever.
And that was the DFS Rundown, James. That was it.
It was. That was 40 minutes of daily fantasy goodness, Tim.
Absolutely was.
Do you know what that was? That was glorious.
It was a privilege to work with you. No, it wasn't.
I'll take at Daniel A. Green. What a gun he is, the DFS legend. I've been learning my ways in Chambers.
In Chambers?
Chambers. Nah, he's a good friend of the podcast, Daniel Green. He's a nice guy.
Shout out to Mighty Baller Network.
Yeah, he's a nice guy.
Well, we can say what we want now because no one's listening.
Again, as we said, no one's listening. Make sure you're messaging us because we'll hook you up for listening. All right, thanks, guys, for tuning in to another episode of The Wave Wire. As always, my name's James. It doesn't change throughout the show, guys, just so in case you
wonder. My name's Tim.
And as always, this is Tim.
Sorry, my name is Mitt. It changes. Hey James, I come off the New Orleans bench.
Thank you everyone for tuning in. We'll catch you very, very soon.
Hi, this is Maury Moreland Morrison here to tell you Geico has more than just great savings. Much more. Geico's been around for more than 75 years, back when they were using Morse code. Sorry, that's just my sense of humor. What's more, with Geico, you get 24/7 access to licensed agents on the app, online, or over the phone, so you can talk to them at night or in the morning. So forevermore, just know that no other auto insurer has more than Geico. More power to you. Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.